Guelph residents can now cross another bridge when they come to it. Guelph Hiking Trail Club, GHTC, recently celebrated the completion of the Crane Park Community Bridge with a grand opening and ribbon cutting to mark the club's 50th anniversary legacy project near Dovercliff Road. "It's really satisfying to do something like this, to know that it's going to last for a long time, and that a zillion people are going to use it," said GHTC President John Fisher. "And people are using it. It is fantastically well-used bridge." The bridge connects the off-leash dog park with city property at the south end of the park. "People come into Crane Park from Niska Road," Fisher said. "So, it extends that. The stream was never that arduous, but in the wintertime, it could be. And for skiers, it was challenging coming in from Niska," Fisher said. Fisher says the bridge is a gateway to the forested area south of the park, owned by the Grand River Conservation Area. "We envisioned that this could be part of a loop. And we were hoping that GRCA would come up with their management plan and make recommendations for trails on the old Niska property," Fisher said. "And in fact, this has since happened. We are even named as being a potential third party." The Crane Park Community Bridge project first came to light in fall of 2021. "We had just installed the Gosling Bridge on the Jane Street Trail, with a whole bunch of community partners. We had a fundraiser and installed the bridge. That was another really great success," Fisher said. "We were then approached by a community resident living near Crane Park. They were trying to get a bridge built, but they weren't successful. So, they came to us, willing to make a substantial donation, to provide a launchpad for a community fundraiser to get the job done." Last year, Guelph Hiking Trail Club celebrated its 50th anniversary. "We were looking for a legacy project, so we thought, well, this project could be perfect fit," Fisher said. "After we got our permits last year, we had enough money to go ahead. There were a few delays. The bridge got hung up with supplies over Christmas. And finally, it was delivered in January and it was up in February. The cost of the project was $65,000. Community members donated their dollars, and we did get a lot of support from them. The proof of the pudding is seeing everyone using it. It's such a nice feeling," Fisher said. "Along with donations, we did receive a couple grants from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. We are planning to put a plaque up with those funds. We also received support from community organizations, including the Guelph Cycling Club, who donated a couple thousand dollars. And there were also substantial gifts from private donors." Fisher says the bridge is an important example of the Guelph Trail Master Plan. "The plan says that it is community-led and city-supporting. These are fantastic words, I think," Fisher said. "The city was very helpful and supportive of the bridge. They would sign the permits and reimburse us for some of our minor expenses throughout the process. When the trail property had to shut down, because we were bringing trucks down with cement, they were very supportive in arranging the logistics. The city also arranged tree planting in the area where 83 trees were added." Guelph Hiking Trail Club has decided to donate the bridge to the city of Guelph, and soon, plans to add a plaque to the site. "Our trails have so many mental and physical benefits and are great for our health. With so many benefits, and it's important that the city gets behind them," Fisher said. "Our bridges create connectivity, an entrance between all of the different parks and different trails, and that is what we are really all about."